Jekka News, you need to know now.
Another cloudy day, but today also with isolated showers and thunder showers over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Morning fog patches also over the southeastern parts of Mpumalanga and the Limpopo escarpment. Cold in places, but warm in the low veld. Pretoria up to 20, Joburg 18, Mbombela 21, Emalahleni 17, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 19 degrees.
In Pretoria on the N1 southbound, a collision before Linwood Road. It's already causing queuing traffic.
The National Assembly has approved South Africa's national budget for the 2025-2026 financial year. MPs voted last night in favour of the appropriations bill, taking a step closer to the country's budget becoming law and giving government permission to use public funds for the various departments, services and paying government debt. And Chinese President Xi Jinping said this morning that the European Union and China must take what he calls the correct strategic choices during a time of worldwide turmoil. Xi met EU leaders at a summit in Beijing amid growing anticipation over the finalization of the EU's trade tariff discussions with America. The Chinese president said the world is facing the most rapidly evolving global challenges in a century, coupled with intertwined international turmoil. And with all of that, looking at our Business Minute. The rand strengthened yesterday in reaction to the news that inflation rose modestly, giving the Reserve Bank room for another interest rate cut. It holds its rate setting meeting next week. Chief Economist at Econometrics, Azhar Jamin, says despite inflation rising slightly to 3.6%, it still remains at the bottom end of the bank's inflation target.
The reading is still a very favourable one and implies that there is indeed still scope for the Reserve Bank to cut interest rates a little further.
And Asian markets extended the week's gains on optimism. Other countries will follow up Japan's US trade deals with deals of their own. Looking at our financial indicators this morning, a dollar at 17 rand 52, a euro 20 rand 64, a pound 23 rand 81 cents, gold at $3,391.04 per fine ounce, and Brent crude at $68.70 per barrel. I'm Khada D'Souza. There's more news coming at 7.
Rassie Erasmus has slimmed his squad down to 37 players ahead of the Rugby Championship opener against Australia in Johannesburg, with some big names released to the unions, potentially for Currie Cup duty. And that includes World Cup winners Lukanyo Am, Faf de Klerk, and Magazole Mapimpi. The Stormers trio of Salman Murat, Evan Roos, and Nedling Foshier also miss out, along with Vincent Chituka and Thomas Tutoi. Jasper Visa is serving a four-match suspension. Rassie also called up three of the championship-winning under-20s, but Tobele Hlekani, Cheswell Uester and Hashim Pede will link up with the squad for a two-week training camp in Joburg as part of long-term integration plans. Some promising news for Banyana Banyana after forward Gabriela Salgado successfully underwent surgery in Casablanca yesterday. She was stretched off the field after suffering a leg fracture in their last match, the quarterfinal. Her teammates as well as Nigeria's Super Falcons visited her in hospital, and she'll be out of action for the rest of the year. Aitana Bonmati scored the only goal and a late one in extra time as Spain defeated Germany 1-0. That was in the Women's Euro 2025 semi-final last night. The world champions will now play England in the final in Basel on Sunday. And Spanish champions Barcelona have completed the loan of Manchester United striker Marcus Rashford with a future purchase option. Barca paying around 75% of his wage while he's at the club, with the player foregoing the rest, according to reports. I'm Golan Jinga, and that's Jekka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.